You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers here. Christian Benteke to score and Aston Villa to win is 3-1. And Danny Ings to score and Burnley to win is 5-1. Aston Villa, Lee, have that cup final to look forward to next Saturday. Might not be at full throttle here. And I'm sure Sherwood might look to protect some of the leading lights. However, there is the possibility that those on the fringes will see this as an opportunity to force their way into the reckoning for the FA Cup final as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Looking at both sides of the coin, really.
And there are loads of bits to this game that you have to really check before the kickoff. The team news is all important. You know, are the Burnley players who are probably going to leave going to be putting themselves into the shop window? Are they really going to put in a, you know, a last shift when they're already down? The lowest scorers in the Premier League, of course, you know, conceded 32 goals away from home and only scored 13, which is obviously not a great record. And we know from Villa recently they have been scoring goals. If Benteke doesn't start, that changes things, obviously. But I think Villa will outscore Burnley, whatever. And I think at 11-10, I think it's a fair price. I take your point on the FA Cup being around the corner. And I think if they hadn't just been smashed to bits, then that you could take that. You could say, yeah, they might weaken down. I think he needs a reaction.
Yeah,
if he goes into the FA Cup final after losing 6-1 to Southampton and losing to a relegated team, or even in a weak draw against a relegated team, have they got the confidence then to go to Wembley and beat Arsenal? So I think he will have them up for this. What I think they'll do is I think they'll come out pretty strong in the first half and they'll try and win the game. So I think Villa could win this in the first half. And you look at Burnley, of those goals that they've conceded, 32 goals that they've conceded, the majority have been in the first half. 21 of them have been conceded in the first half away from home. Only scored 6 in the first half away from home all season. And Villa, look at the flip side of that. Villa's goals at home, scored 13 goals in the first half of their matches. And that's from a total of 18 in total. So, first half goal, so I think it'll be a Villa, half-time, full-time is the way I'm going to look at this.
And if you're looking at that double result, Villa half-time, Villa full-time, it's 23-10. I don't know about these Burnley players putting themselves in the shop window, Derek, barring Danny Ings. Might find some of these in the bargain bucket, perhaps, but not the shop window.
True.
You're dead right there. I mean, there's never been a fixture, a more after-you-close fixture than this one, is there? I mean, it really isn't. Yeah, I disagree with you saying, well, you know, the fringe players that come in might think there's a cup final place up for grabs. If you're a player that's been rested for this game because it's the cup final next week, and then the manager says to you, oh, you know, Joe Bloggs here had a blinder, sorry, you're out. It'd be a transfer request slapped in right away. So I think he's going to play an understrength team. I can't see Benteke playing. I can't see Burnley being interested. They don't score even when they are. It's got 0-0 written all over it, this one.
That 0-0 draw is 10-1 here. Aston Villa 11-10 to win the match. The draw 23-10 and Burnley 5-2.
Sounds big, that, doesn't it? 10-1.
Yeah,
I'm surprised at that price.
Like you, I think Aston Villa needs some sort of reaction. We'll see what team they play.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.